Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, I missed an opportunity to talk to Michael Greer a little bit earlier. And I guess the markets are open now, Michael. So if you've been watching this, here we are midweek, and a lot of, in my opinion, bad stuff has happened politically. Are the markets responding to the politics here in a schizo kind of way, or are they the steady hand in America right now? What do you think?
That's a good question. I would say that they are sort of in a holding pattern. You know, we've had some tremendous upside, and we're at an all-time high. And now, instead of having, you know, four hundred point up in the Dow in a day, we're staying in sort of this trading zone. I would, you know, we can go into the technicals. You know, oil yesterday was steady. We've got the bond yields are down. Yada yada. Nobody, you know, I don't think your listeners really care about that. I think emotions are what do drive the market. Right now, I would say there's a big caution sign up. Not that we're on the precipice of a big down. I think it's just in a holding pattern. We don't know exactly what's going on, what's going to happen, what the administration is going to look like in a few months. So, you know, for advice in how to deal with the market right now, what I would say, and I think I talked this on Monday, if you've got profits, take some profits. You know, put a little bit of cash on the sideline. You know, it's just an uncertain time, and we are at a high. So there is room for it to go higher. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying be cautious. Move profits to cash. If you're going to retire this year, this would be a good time to say, hey, let's take a couple of weeks and maybe just move to more bonds and just a little safer, just till we get through all this uncertainty, because that's what is sort of going on right now. The drama is what will drive it.
Yeah. All right. So if you're 65 and you can see retirement coming fast, and God, you want to get off the boat before things tank, potentially, maybe, if they do.
Right.
That's different. Your attitude's got to be different than someone like me who's 50, who, I mean, I'll be honest, probably going to be working another 20 or 30 years if I'm allowed to as a Trump sycophant. I may not be allowed to work, but I hope I'll be able to work.
Yeah. So I would say those that at our age, and again, you got me by a couple months, so we're both around that 50.
Okay.
I would say keep putting into your 401k. Don't make changes. Stay assertive in that area. You know, keep putting it away. If you're at retirement, this is just uncertainty is all I would say. Just the caution, the yellow lights up saying, hey, you know, get with your advisor, ask them on your investments and your 401ks, you know, you don't have necessarily as many options, but maybe call them up today and say, hey, let's move some of these that I've got a lot of gains in. Let's just put them over into the bond side just for the next, you know, month and then reassess. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't hurt anything. It's not like you're panicking and jumping out. It's just be cautious is all I would say.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're relatively new to our program. We've talked to you for the last couple of weeks, I guess. But do you have the capacity to interface with people? You know, one of the things I've been talking about on the air is if people aren't returning your calls, if they're not returning your emails, that is a potential problem, especially if you are someone who's really looking for guidance. I mean, some people are so cocky, they're probably calling their advisor and telling them what to do. But there are a lot of people out there who've got money, who, you know, they have money, they've got a good nest egg, but there, like, I need to make sure that somebody's looking out for me personally.
Right.
How do you manage that expectation? Because that could drown you, too.
Right, exactly. And the goal is, that, you know, typically we don't go in for surgery and do our own surgery on ourselves. You know, we kind of leave that,
take that
off the plate. You know, it's like, oh, I need an appendectomy. Let me just kind of open myself. Yeah, we don't normally do that. So it is nice to be able to take something like that off your plate, get somebody you trust. And we do that here, obviously. But you know, if you have somebody, if having a professional that's looking at this stuff, because like I said earlier, I can go into the technicals with you, but most of the people on your that are listening are going to roll their eyes or be like, what are you talking about? What does crude oil have to do with my mutual fund I have in my 401k? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What is bonds? What's a yield? You know, most people just don't know or need to know that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to know it, but you know, if you have somebody that's a professional that can kind of help guide you and make, you know, when we're in the caution area, they kind of say, hey, it's caution. You know, let's be aware and alert. Or if it's go time, then we're putting all the cash in and really, you know, putting you in the investments that are going to make it grow a little bit more at that time.
And I'm looking at the clock and they're going to tell me I got to go.
But, okay.
but listen, I've been talking about the fiduciary terminology and what that actually means. Can you give me 30 seconds about the difference between you and what you do and what some other people do and how you determine that?
Yeah, so as a fiduciary, it takes it to that next level of responsibility. You know, you can make discretionary decisions and accounts and fee-based decisions, but everything that I do for my clients, I'm held to it has to be in your best interest, or the powers that be that monitor fiduciaries or advisors in my area can come back and say, hey, look, you made this decision. Where's your proof that it was in the best interest of this client? You know, you sold them, you know, an 80-year-old lady into you know, you put all their money into one investment, or you put them all in growth, you know, aggressive growth, and it just didn't fit and they lost all their money. I'm responsible for that. So everything that I do, I have a higher level of accountability in those decisions that we make. Does that help?
And you're not hustling products, is that right?
No. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things on the fiduciary side is that, you know, there's no commission on the sale side. And there's a lot of advisors out there that do it the same way. We do fee-based, which is a good way to do it, because then, you know, if I need to make a decision, I'm not selling something with the commission to get you moved over, and then, oh, wait, that was the wrong one. Let's move you into something else. There's another commission. It's just a flat rate.
Yeah,
the more, you know what I mean? So the better that the accounts do, then we all win. The accounts grow. That flat fee stays the same rate, but I make more money. You make more money. If it goes down, I lose money. You lose money. And so we're kind of in a partnership with that. Does that make
sense?
Well,
that sounds important. You would assume that everybody has those same standards, but I'm finding out that that's not the case. So I appreciate you illuminating.
Not always. And there's some people that you know. Well, anyway, there's a lot of good advisors out there, and there are some that, you know, aren't as desirable. So you just got to know kind of what you're doing. Ask the right questions, and that's what I would say.
Well,
right.
I appreciate you coming on and talking through some of this with us on
Absolutely.
A pretty regular basis. And Michael Greer is with Greer Financial Group. The last name is Greer, GreerFinancialGroup.com. Thanks, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great the rest of your week. I'll talk to you Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Parts.